On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Joanna Earle.
Police are investigating whether a British tennis player was poisoned during this year's Wimbledon Champions. 18-year-old Gabriella Taylor had to withdraw from the girls' quarterfinals and was in intensive care for 4 days. She had a bacterial infection, which is normally spread by the urine of animals. Professor Roger Pickup says it's very rare in humans.
Sometimes it can go a bit silent, then reoccur in the second stage where it actually invades the organs. So you can get renal failure, you can get brain damage, and you know, meningitis type symptoms, and ultimately it can become fatal.
KMFM News.
Two men have been arrested after a stolen car crashed into a police car in Maidstone. The vehicle was taken from Ashford Road at around 8:30 last night and reportedly failed to stop for officers when it was spotted on London Road. The 30 and 52-year-olds were detained after the car crashed on Farley Lane. Southern train passengers are still facing disruption today despite a 5-day strike being called off. A strike timetable is affecting services from Tunbridge and Ashford, although the companies say they're doing everything they can to get trains back to normal. It's after the bosses and the unions agreed to new talks over the role of conductors.
KMFM News.
Transport bosses have revealed plans to improve journeys around Kent as the population looks to increase. It's thought an extra 300,000 people could be living in the county in the next 15 years. Ideas been put forward include upgrading busy junctions on the A2, building a new train station in Thanet, and changing the way traffic is managed heading to the Port of Dover. Clive Pearman's from the County Council.
We've got two main routes that lead down to Dover. You've got the M2 and the A2 to the north, and you've got the M20 and the A20 to the south. So there are a number of improvements along those two main arterial routes that need to be undertaken.
A man's been jailed for throwing objects at protesters during violent demonstrations in Dover. A court heard how Lee Finn travelled to the town from South Wales in January just to take part in the demos between rival groups. 34-year-old Lee Finn has been sentenced to 10 months behind bars.
KMFM News.
An emotional video of a mum whose daughter's in a coma after not wearing a helmet when she fell off a skateboard has gone viral.
I'm just praying that the best possible outcome happens for her, whatever that is, because I don't know what quality of life she's going to have if she makes it through the next few days. My beautiful, beautiful girl.
Emma Fairthorne's urging all skateboarders to wear helmets after 19-year-old Georgia's crash last week. She's still in hospital following brain surgery. Emma's posting regular Facebook videos updating people on her condition. Paramedics in Thanet are going to start using iPads as a way of recording patient data rather than writing it all down. An app's been trialled in the area and is now being rolled out to around 200 medics to help save them time. It'll also get vital information to hospitals quicker. Mike Earle from South East Coast Ambulance says it'll benefit nurses and doctors too.
The information that they receive is much more legible than handwritten paper versions, and the format that the paperwork comes out is exactly the same for every incident we do, so the staff know exactly where to look for the information that they're looking for.
It's hoped the technology will eventually be used across the county, and the main character of the new TV series of Star Trek will be a woman. Details of Discovery are beginning to emerge, with producers also confirming the show will include a gay character for the first time. Filming begins next month, but it won't be on our screens until at least January.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Team GB now has 3 gold medals at the Rio Olympics after double success last night. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Jack Law and Chris Mears won in the diving after Joe Clark triumphed in his canoe slalom kayaking event. Clark says he was thrilled to see he wasn't the only competitor claiming honours.
Sitting there in the drugs testing area, flicking through our phone, and we got a gold in the diving, and then it was like a few bronzes, and it just kind of rolled in from there. So hopefully it kind of kicks something off and Team GB can go on from strength to strength.
Meantime, Catherine Granger could become Great Britain's most decorated female Olympian today. She's going for her 5th Olympic medal in the double sculls rowing with Vicky Thornley. Elsewhere, Canterbury hockey player Susanna Townsend will be back in action for Team GB, who play Japan tonight. On to football, and Gillingham will travel to Premier League side Watford in the second round of the EFL Cup later this month. The draw was made last night and followed follows the Jills' 3-1 victory at Southend United on Tuesday. And in cricket, plays underway in England's fourth and final test with Pakistan at the Oval. Captain Alastair Cook won the toss this morning and opted to bat first. A victory in the match could see his side go top of the world rankings. A short time ago, they were 75 for 4.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.